Hello, this is Nigel Levy, and this is the DocFix Documentary Storytelling Podcast. While I have you, please do subscribe if you want to know when the next episode is going to emerge. And if you want to find out more about me and how I work with people on their documentary storytelling skills, you can find out more at apply.thedocfix.com. That's apply.thedocfix.com. And there are also details in the show notes at the end of this podcast. Now, today, I want to spend a few minutes talking about one of the things that holds many people back when it comes to turning their idea into a documentary. The problem is, they think it's all about the idea. By that, I mean that people often think the idea itself is the killer thing that's going to lead to success. And for that reason, they often think the idea will sell itself. And they spend a lot of time presenting the idea to people. They talk about the idea. They talk about the things that eventually the story is going to have. Amazing access, famous faces, that it's timely, that the subject matter is really interesting, those kind of things. They say there are going to be wonderfully intimate emotional moments as well as a fascinating plot. All the things that a great story will eventually have, but without any sense of how to get there. They might go as far as taking their camera and start filming scenes and sequences and interviews. They think that the idea is so strong that the idea will find a way to turn itself into a story. So then they get into an edit and they lay out all this work on a timeline of events. They then play with it and hope to find a compelling story. But that essential belief that a great story will always come about with enough time spent on the process isn't necessarily true. You may get lucky, or you may be spending months and months or even years playing with and adjusting your work. This is the truth from my experience. The story around the idea is the thing that makes your documentary a success, and that there's always an expert storyteller behind a successful program. You see, none of the above is truly about tackling the story, the way of getting the idea across to your audience. Another way of thinking about it is like this. Are there terrible stories made from great ideas? Of course there are. Now, there are many things that contribute to the success of a documentary. Maybe it's timely, or it's shocking, or perhaps you have got amazing access or a celebrity involved somewhere. Yes, all those things are important, but they're not essential. At the base of all your success, the thing that should be in your control is how well you tell your story. Here are just a few more examples. Take Marvel movies, the ones that don't work so well. They are incredibly dramatic. Planets blow up. It's often about the end of the world. But when it's over and you think about it the next day, do you care? Or huge presenter-led factual shows with maybe a Hollywood star that are about a big subject. They have spectacle and scale and the charisma of the star. And yet again, do you really care? But what about those small moments you've seen on screen that really resonate with you? A moment that felt so well told and moving that you still thought about it the next day, or even a week later, or a month. It's not about something having to be sad or emotional. It can be in any format of documentary on any subject. It's just that it seems to mean something. That meaning can come about in many ways, but here's the important thing. It doesn't have to emerge by accident or trial and error. You can get there very quickly if you know what you're doing. That's what the craft of storytelling gives you. It's a process or a system and the tools to find the meaning in your idea and create a story. For instance, there's one series where I was involved in the storytelling, and that's Formula One Drive to Survive on Netflix. Yes, it had amazing access, excitement in the racing, glamour, and so on. But can you imagine a version of that that didn't work? One that wasn't engaging or compelling or that made you care? Trust me, in the edit, we weren't just wishing for more crashes or events that added high drama. You're there to create compelling stories that will resonate with your audience because they're about more than the surface events and images. That is, they're a real story, with a beginning that's dramatic and intriguing, which moves inevitably forwards, becoming even more meaningful at every step. There are layers of meaning, subtext, which is a kind of magical feeling when you know what you're watching has a deeper level to it. And then you reach a climax that is both surprising and inevitable. It delivers impact. It makes the experience for the audience feel completely worthwhile and give them something they can't shake. It's a universal truth. Shakespeare's stories had this, but so do really good light-hearted reality shows or travel shows or art films or long-running Netflix series, which is why they're long-running. They all have this quality to them. Of course, in the wider world of TV and film, documentaries of all kinds get into trouble. They can be in the edit for months and months, far longer than was intended. The cost implications, in time and money, can break a company. Reputations too. And at best, it takes away profit and the chance to get onto the next story. So what are people doing when they're locked away in the edit suite? They're trying to fix a story. That's pretty much it. How can they make that story work? If you're early on in your career, or you want to move into higher-level storytelling, it's something you just have to get right. So what are the steps to turning an idea into a story? You can look at it as a four-step process, which is how I tackle every story I now work on. We begin with the foundations. That is, what is the argument you're making? Every story makes an argument about the nature of things. You present a problem, whether a subtle one of the heart, or whether someone is going to manage to get to the finish line of a race. How that problem is tackled, and whether that's the right approach, and the drama and conflict that taking that approach creates, is a fundamental part of creating a great story. Don't be scared of this and think it doesn't apply to your story. It does. Maybe you haven't looked at it this way before, but it's transformative if you do. Being clear about your story problem sets up that itch in your audience's mind. How is this going to turn out? Instead, if you begin your story with the mindset of just exploring an area or a subject, then you've begun without the intention of creating something dramatic or compelling. You really should start with the right end in mind, which is to create a great story. And the other part of this foundation is thinking about the perspective on your problem. You can look at it from the outside, like a Hollywood plot. That's more like what happens in your story, the ins and outs of the steps to get to your goal. But you also need to explore it from the inside, subjectively. That is, if you want people to care, you also have to present a perspective on your story that your audience can empathize with. They see themselves in your main character. They're looking through their eyes. They connect that way of tackling a problem to their own lives, even if what that main character is doing is a galaxy away from their own lives. You can empathize with an astronaut if you express clearly how they're tackling their problem in space. That's how it's universal. It's where empathy comes from. Next is the meaning. This is when you can begin to focus on your theme, what you're saying with your story. What you're saying is something bigger than the subject matter. In a real sense, you're using the subject matter to say something about life. It's why you think it's a great idea. So learn to articulate this. Remember, this doesn't come from just having a great idea. It means understanding what your idea is about, what you're trying to say with your idea. In itself, an idea isn't a story. But when you explore that idea and understand what you want to say with it, then you've begun to create the building blocks of your story. The more clearly you do this, the happier the audience are. They want to learn. They want to be in the hands of an author, someone who's got something to say. Then you can begin to structure your documentary. Having gone through the previous steps mean that you have reasons behind your deciding how to assemble your story. You don't just put it together and see what it says. Instinct is great and it applies at every step, but begin with intention. You create an opening that sets up your story with the correct mood and tone. Your climax is designed to resolve all those ideas you've now thought about. It gives you layers of meaning. Your story almost magically possesses subtext. Subtext, again, is that moment when you're watching or experiencing your story and you realize that it means something more than what's on the surface. It's incredibly important. Without it, you're just producing a list of events. Things just happen. Even if they're logically connected, they just happen. They don't mean anything. But with the correct structure and a clear problem and perspective, then subtext emerges as if by magic, or at least it will begin to after you've done the work. And having a process to develop your story has huge advantages beyond just creating a great story. It's quick. Remember, playing around in an edit costs big money. You've invested time and money. If you haven't done this right, it means you've invested time and money in the wrong areas. It's something you can't get back. But doing the work beforehand guides your research, your pitching, your interviews, the shoot, the edit, even the marketing. It's your guide and your rails. Now, you won't work everything out beforehand. You're making a documentary. It's about the real world. But doing the early work and preparing your idea gives yourself the best chance to create something great. You'll enjoy the next steps because you know you've done all you can to create a really strong structure. And finally, comes the moment that many people think of as directing. It's what you're doing to make that story engaging. That's drama, suspense, music, editing style, the scenes and moments that resonate, so on, conflict even. But only think about this when you have a structure that supports all this decoration. If you don't, it's like an architect who pays no attention to the depth of their foundations or the tensile strength of steel in their building. Maybe it's an engineer's job, but someone's got to do it. Otherwise, you have a very expensive pile of rubble. Now, this might not seem the normal way of thinking about documentary storytelling. It's often because many successful documentary makers have internalized their process. They do many of these things automatically, or instinctively, having had success and failures to rely on and learn from. But if you're making a documentary and this is important to you, then it makes sense to be as prepared as possible. It makes everything quicker and a lot more fun. You can then rely on your instincts and taste while knowing you've created all the building blocks for a great documentary story. You're leaving far less to chance. You learn this process as a system, but eventually it becomes holistic as your story intuition grows. You can be inspired or jump into your idea at any point, but you're always focused on the bigger picture, which is to create a compelling story. If it's something you want, or you've an idea that you're struggling to turn into a documentary, this is how you need to think to begin to turn your idea into a story. I hope you found all this useful. If you'd like to move quickly and you're interested in working with me at the Doc Fix, all the links you need are in the notes below. There's a case study you can sign up for that goes into some detail on how the system has been used by me on some of the TV shows and documentaries I've been involved with. There's a lot of information there for you. And if you have any questions, please do get in touch and let me know. You can send me an email to nigel@thedocfix.com and I'd be happy to hear from you. And the last thing, if you're enjoying this podcast and you want to support the show and make sure it's completely free, you could do a number of things. One is just to share it with someone who you think would benefit from it. That's one way to support it. And number two, take time to leave a review. If you leave a review for the show on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts, it just helps the algorithm get it in front of people who could benefit from it the most. So that's all I've got for you on today's mini episode. Have a good rest of the day, and I'll talk to you again soon.